Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Aussie Alvarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Griggs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Griggs. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Plus out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Doby reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chrisley. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Chrisley reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez takes first base on ball 4. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarez moves to second. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 1 in the game. Plus hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Alvarez scores. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Griggs covering, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chris Lee. Moran reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs is 0-for-0 in the game. Griggs strikes out. One out. Herb Plews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plews is 0-for-2 in the game. Plews hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Chris Lee takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Chris Lee moves to second. Aussie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Billy Moran. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Nixon scores. Averill moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Don Mossy now pitching. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Griggs is called out on strikes. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-3 in the game. Plus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill juggles the ball. That's an error on Averill. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Dick Hyde now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to home to get Minoso. Vernon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Yost, who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vernon scores. Power goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Earl Averill. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrell moves to second. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive to right field. Lemon throws towards the plate. Courtney fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Courtney. Harrell scores. Hunter goes all the way around to score. Held moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vernon is walked intentionally. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvarez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Dick Hyde. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Alvarez moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Ed Fitzgerald. Norm Zofchin pinch hits for Herb Plus. Norm Zofchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zofchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarez scores. Ramos moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. John Romanowski pinch runs for Norm Zofchin. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Mossy catches it and throws to second to double up Ramos. Two outs. Ray Narlski now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.